and searched Harry for keys beforehand. To protect the secrecy of his act, they let him perform it under a blanket. Of course, he escaped easily, in just 6 minutes. Since the police couldn't explain how he did it, they let him go on with his show. Harry's hardest test came in a town called Blackburn, in England. At the time, Harry was offering 25 British pounds, a lot of money, to anyone whose cuffs he couldn't escape from. On October 24th, 1902, in the middle of his act, a man suddenly walked up on stage. His name was William Hodgson, and he wanted to take Harry up on his bet. Right away, Harry was suspicious of Hodgson's handcuffs. They looked like they had been damaged, maybe even broken, making them harder to unlock. But Hodgson teased him, saying Houdini was afraid to take a real challenge. Harry Houdini would never stand for that. Hodgson was a physical fitness expert who had carefully studied the human body and how all the muscles work. He knew exactly how to tie a man up so that he would not be able to move at all. And this is what he did to Houdini, using chains and 6 pairs of handcuffs. People watching were worried that Harry's circulation would be cut off completely, or that Hodgson might break Harry's bones twisting his arms around so roughly. But the hardest part for Harry was that his escape skills depended on his strength and flexibility. If he couldn't move a muscle, those skills couldn't help him. The audience waited for a terrifying hour and a half while Houdini struggled behind the curtain. At one point, Harry asked for his wrists to be unlocked for just a minute because his hands had gone numb and he couldn't feel them anymore. Hodgson refused, saying, "If you are beaten, just give in." Harry Houdini beaten? Impossible. Back behind the curtain he went. Just after midnight, suddenly, the curtain was thrown back. There was Harry, triumphantly flinging the last of the handcuffs down on the stage. One reporter later said he looked as though some tiger had clawed him. He was bleeding and bruised all over, but he was free. The crowd went totally crazy. Another incident in England drew headlines. A newspaper called the London Daily Illustrated Mirror challenged Houdini to escape from a single pair of the most difficult handcuffs ever invented. How could Harry say no? The mirror cuffs, as they were called, were made by a man in Birmingham, England, who claimed it had taken 5 years to make them. As Houdini knew from years of studying locksmiths, most locks involve simple mechanisms. They can be undone using a few basic keys, or even a sharp tap in the right place. But these handcuffs were several thousand times more complicated. Only one key in the world could unlock them, and that key belonged to the man who made them. For days before the show, newspapers ran stories about the mirror cuffs and the challenge. Harry loved it. The more attention he got, the better. Finally, the big night came. Harry appeared on stage to a standing ovation. As usual, a committee from the audience was chosen to make sure everything was fair. The mirror reporter snapped the cuffs onto Harry's wrists, and the locksmith turned the key 6 times. Harry announced, "I am now locked up in handcuffs that have taken a British mechanic 5 years to make. I do not know whether I am going to get out of it or not, but I can assure you, I am going to do my best." Harry disappeared behind a curtain on stage. For a long time, the audience saw nothing but the curtain moving every now and then. This was another interesting thing about Harry's act. Most of it took place behind a curtain, with the audience waiting for something to happen. Can you imagine going to a show today and spending most of the time staring at a curtain? Audiences were a lot more patient back then. and Harry was so magnetic and dazzling on stage that even the few minutes he did appear made the whole rest of the show worth it. Besides, there was always the question, would he be able to escape, or would he fail? After several minutes with the mirror cuffs, Harry came out from behind the curtain, looking exhausted. Had he escaped? No. He wanted a cushion to rest his knees on. Then he went back. Soon he stepped out again. But wait, he was still handcuffed. This time, he asked for the handcuffs to be unlocked for a minute, so that he could take off his coat. The mirror representative said no. Watching the handcuffs being unlocked might give Harry clues about how to escape from them. The cuffs would stay on until Harry admitted defeat. Admit defeat? Harry Houdini? Never. Right on stage, using his teeth and twisting his arms around, Harry managed to get a small penknife from his jacket pocket. Dramatically, he flipped his coat over his head and, with the knife in his teeth, slashed at his coat until it fell to the floor in pieces. He tossed his head proudly, turned, and disappeared behind the curtain again. Only 10 minutes later, Harry leapt out, holding the mirror cuffs high over his head. He had done it. The king of handcuffs had triumphed. The crowd went wild, and the story stayed in the newspapers for days. It had taken 5 years to make the handcuffs, but it had taken Houdini only 1 hour to escape from them. Harry had many more adventures in Europe. In Paris, he went and visited the grave of his hero, Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin. In fact, he visited the graves of lots of famous magicians and always left big wreaths of flowers for them. He also visited many well-known retired magicians. Some of them even shared their secrets with him, impressed by his success and charm. Perhaps the least welcoming country Harry traveled to was Russia.